Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Lord.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go on the air?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
There we go. Welcome, welcome, welcome to From Marva with Love. I am your host today, Marva Sneed. This is a day that the Lord has made, and I will be glad and rejoice in it. Come rain or shine, it is a beautiful day. As a matter of fact, in North Central Texas, it is about 72-73 degrees today, and we've got some cloudy skies out here. And you know what, y'all, it's rained, but I thought it was going to be a complete washout all week. Every single day they forecasted rain for us, and now this is the middle of May, almost near the end of the month. And you know, if you know anything about North Central Texas, right now we'd be looking at 90 degrees at least right now. So we're not, so there's a blessing in it, and it's a little cloudy out there, but it's all good because it's all God. And I stole that from somebody, so if you hear me say that again, I got to give shout outs to Minister Smith, because that's who I got it from. So anyway, today I have my show. It's kind of, we're going to talk about some mental health issues. I really want to talk about that. I really want to talk about COVID and our mask mandates. How do you feel about that? Let me know. Tune in to Blog Talk Radio, and that number is 646-200-0459. That's 646-200-0459. Now, also, we are live here on Facebook. If you guys check out our Texas Metro News Facebook page, and you can tune right in, ask your questions, make your statements in the chat, and I'll get them, and we will have this conversation. You know, mental health, this is May. May is Mental Health Month. And so with that being said, this last year and a half for Americans, for the United States, for Black and Brown people, has been extremely, extremely tough. And we've had to pivot in our lives, in every area of our lives, in every, you know, every part of our life, we've had to pivot. And unfortunately, you know, we didn't know where to go. We didn't know what we were going to do. We didn't have any idea how we were going to handle this. And so we have, and I'm really grateful that we are here today, right now, because, you know, we could have been somewhere else. And there's been some sad things happen. So many people have lost their lives, and it's just not fair. It's not fair to us. And so this year, I got to see my mother for Mother's Day. Now last year, you know, May was really high. It was really high in May as far as everything was going. So I couldn't see her last year, but I got to see her this year. But did you get you some help? Did anybody get help You know, counseling is for real, y'all, and we can definitely, definitely use it. Now, I was reading in the New York Times this morning, and they were talking about the pandemic in retreat. In the United States, there is now an excellent chance that the retreat is permanent. Victory over COVID has not yet arrived, but it's going down. It's getting close. And after almost a year and a half of sickness, death, grieving, and isolation, the progress is cause for some genuine joy. So for me, I'm fully vaccinated. I was extremely glad to not have to wear my mask. Now, I do wear my mask in a lot of places that I go to. But I'm in the studio today and I'm not wearing my mask. But more than 60% of American adults have received at least one of their vaccine shots. And the growing is about 2% per week for people getting a vaccine. Now, among the vaccine people, a substantial number has already had COVID and therefore have some natural immunity. And now, I was watching news last night, Channel 8, and they have this new segment, Verify. And so there was a question about, immunity, natural immunity from the fact that either you had COVID or an immunity from the fact that you had the vaccine and what the differences are. And are you more likely to, or is your immunity stronger because it's natural or is it stronger because you had the vaccine? And they actually came down and said that the vaccine gives you more immunity against COVID-19 than natural immunity. So, I mean, I thought that was pretty interesting. So have you had your shot? Are you going to have your shot? That's a good question. And I hope everybody really considers having their vaccine, no matter how old you are. Right now, from the age of 12 and up, this shot is available for them. Friendship West is one location here in North Central Texas that is doing the shot now. I talked about this a little bit last week. In the beginning of the vaccine, when it first basically came out, we had to register and then you had to wait for somebody to call you back and contact you. And so this took time. Some people experienced what in the beginning up to a month before to be registered and to get in line for the vaccine because of the, they had the A and the B schedules and all that, you know, but now, right now, you can go to anywhere that has the vaccine if you get an appointment and register an appointment and all that in the same day, get the shot done, one and done and it's done. So that's really good news. That's really, really good news. Now, continuing, among the unvaccinated people, a substantial number have already had the COVID, right? So that's how they come up with the natural immunity. And the shared COVID tests are coming back positive as fallen below 3% for the first time since the widespread testing began. And the number of hospitalized patients has fallen to the lowest point in 11 months. So that, again, is really good news. I have seen so many good news stories on the news, people being released from the hospital. I talked to a lady a couple of days ago. She had COVID and she was hospitalized for 9 days. I've had family members who have, now people are getting out, and I was out yesterday, and believe me, well, that's another story. I'm going to get to that. I'll get to that a little bit later on in the show about what happened yesterday. But, you know, people are getting out, and people want to have some normalcy back in their lives. Now, wow, how are we going to handle that? Do we even, some of us don't even realize that we have some mental issues, you know. Some of us are in a really serious battle and a really serious struggle. You know, life just, some people are recovering. Some people are not recovering from what's happened to them in this last year. So in your struggles, in your mental capacities, you have to realize that this is not a fight. Mentally, it's not a fight against your flesh. It is a fight against your spirit. And so who are you going to call on, and who are you going to get to help you to so that you have some tools in your tool chest so that you can deal with these issues of your life that's coming up? Because every battle requires a different strategy. There's a famous book called The Art of War. And because there are times when you have to play defense, and there are times when you have to play offense. So you need to stop reacting to everything that is happening to you and get strategic. The reason it feels like you are not overcoming is because you're not fighting your battles strategically. Now, some battles require defense and some require offense. You know, it's for our children, and I think about this for our teenagers, their year, their school year is none like any other, right? Some were hybrid, some were home, some, you know, did end up going back to school. Some fell so far behind that it may be almost impossible for them to catch up. So you have to realize, you know, what battles to fight with your kids. If you are a parent, and you are dealing with these issues with your children, you know, you may have to be lax on one thing to give them courage to complete another thing so that they can get through this year, finish off, and either graduate. You have some graduates. And, of course, graduates, how do they feel? They feel like they've been, you know, robbed of their graduations because of COVID and because everything that has been happening. So remember, some battles require some defense and some battles require offense. Now, although throughout the Bible, people are told to declare victory over the battle even before the fighting stops. You remember that? Do you remember those things? And I want to encourage you to claim your victory, whatever your struggles are, you know, whatever they are. And there may be some tough struggles for you. The battle that you're in the midst of right now, you are going through some issues with your health. You are going through some issues with your finances, hardships. Some people are even facing court cases. So, but it doesn't matter what enemy is standing in your way. It really doesn't. It doesn't matter what it is. Begin to declare victory today. Begin to shout victory. Begin to walk in victory. You do not have to wait for the battle to be over. Declare your victory right now. And that's what I do. That's what I do every day. And I want to encourage you to do that every day. You know, there are some people out here that lost their jobs, they got unemployment, and they're making ends meet. There's two adults in the home. They're trying to take care of their families. They're trying to put food on the table. And guess what? And they got their unemployment. They say, okay, I can maybe see the light at the end of the tunnel. And we got a new president this year. He reenacted the support for unemployment people. They start getting $300 extra a week. Look, they were doing, they were looking at the end of that. They were claiming victory. And guess what? This week, our governor decided to stop the $300. See, now those families were about to climb out and get straight, now have to start all over again. But guess what? No matter where you are, no matter where you stand, no matter what's going on with you, the victory is already won. I mean, it is already won. Man, I'm so excited about the victory being won. And it seems like when you realize that and you know that that is happening in your life, that your victory, your battles are almost over. And you're shouting and you're praising and you're giving God thanks and glory for bringing you out. Something else comes and knocks you down. So now they say, don't put on a mask. You don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to do any of that. And then people, you don't know who's vaccinated and who's not vaccinated. So you will probably just assume that they aren't and continue to wear your mask. So now we'll talk about a little bit about that too. We'll talk about the mask mandate. We know that the governor has stopped the mandate. He stopped the mandate a month ago, maybe 2 months ago. In North Central Texas, I'm speaking of Texas now. So in North Central Texas, in the Dallas County, our Dallas mayor decided, well, I'm still going to issue an order where you have to, if you go in any city government building in Dallas, you have to wear a mask. Wow. Well, we were 75, 80% opened up in the city. And now we are 100% in the city. And on Tuesday, Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order stopping nearly every government entity within the state, including school districts and public universities, from requiring or mandating masks. Only state-supported homes, state-run hospitals, and state, county, and municipal jails and prison will be exempt from the order. Texans, not government, should decide their best health practices, which is why masks will not be mandated by public school districts or government entities. And this was said by Governor Abbott. We can continue to mitigate COVID-19 while defending Texas' liberty to choose whether or not they mask up. Local governments and officials can only keep mask orders in place until Friday, or they will be fined up to $1,000. Can you imagine that? Wow. But the new order does not prevent businesses from continuing their own mask mandates for employees or customers. Wow. So our local government, schools, there's no more mask mandate. But I talked with the strategic chief of strategy at Friendship West Baptist Church, Miss Alicia. And Miss Alicia said that, you know, children, when parents get ready to send their kids to school, you know, they're kind of confused. They don't know, they want them safe, but they're not sure that they want them to go to school without a mask. And some of them aren't sure that they want them to go to school and have to wear a mask. So they're kind of caught in a, between a rock and a hard space is what I say. But anyway, she said that, you know, if you have questions, if you really have concerns about whether you should be wearing a mask, whether you should be vaccinated, you know, and you want to know the truth, you want to know what's real, you can talk with anybody over at Friendship West Baptist Church, and where the pastor, Frederick D. Haynes III, is a senior pastor. And they have the information. They have that, you know. And so how do you feel? How do you feel about that? Good morning, Kim. Good morning, Miss Nina. Thank y'all for joining me today. So we're just talking about some mental health issues. We're talking because I think our life, we are all in this together, but in our life, we are all dealing with so many different things, so many mental health. And, you know, and for some people, just the fact that I should not have the vaccine is causing some mental issues for you. So you just have to get clear, and you have to follow the science, and you have to be factual about what you're talking about and what you think. You know, I'm fully vaccinated. I had no problems with the vaccine. I had very, very few side effects, and they didn't last over 24 hours. And so I just took a Tylenol, you know, and kept it moving. So I am wanting to encourage you to definitely do that, because it's going to be a day now. Now, I'm telling you, 6 months ago, I didn't see this day coming. I don't think any of us did 6 months ago, 9 months ago. We definitely didn't see this day coming. We did not realize that it was going to be a time when we can actually not wear a mask. Now, I told you I would talk about what happened yesterday. So let me just tell you a little bit about yesterday. So I went to an event, and it was a lovely event, but it was outside. So now I am in North Central Texas in Dallas, and I'm on the southern sector. Now, you're talking about difference between night and day, and I have heard other people say this. It is a huge difference from the north end and the south end of town. Now, here we're busy on the south end of town, and I do see people out. I see people in some restaurants. They're not as full. You know, they're maybe still doing curbside service. Some of the restaurants down here, you don't hardly have to stand in the line, maybe a drive-through line or whatever. But you know, people are being cautious. And I'm not just saying that the north end of town is not being cautious, but let me tell you, when I went to the north end of town, the Highland Park Village, their place was packed. Like 50 cent and penny, it was packed. People were out there. They had the valet service out parking for restaurants. It was, people were walking through the mall or through the village, you know, shopping. And I was like, oh my goodness. It doesn't look like they missed a beat. Not one beat. Now, I did not talk to anybody per se, about their business or anything. I just observed how things were going on, and nobody had a mask on. Nobody had a mask on. And that was kind of scary to me. That was just a little bit scary to me. But, you know, and then I thought, but now I will say that most every business did have a sign on their door requesting people to have a mask on if there's two. And they didn't allow very many people in the event that I went to. They didn't have a lot of people in there. But they weren't turning anybody away at the door either, because that's business. You know, and they did have a little mandate on the door talking about wearing a mask and trying to be social distance, you know, but this was a boutique. And it's kind of hard to be social distance in a boutique if there's more than five people in there, especially you're looking through clothes and you're touching the racks and all that, you know. So, you know, also, since COVID, I think people have stepped up their cleaning game. You know, they've stepped up their cleaning game. They're making sure that everything that they touch is clean. They leave it clean. If it's clean when they get there, then they make sure they leave it clean. Bathrooms, public bathrooms look tons better. It's like, I mean, you know, they're stepping up their game. So that's a good thing. That is a good thing. So there are some really good things out. I want to hear from you, Kim, in the chat. Just tell me, you know, what does it look like? Kim is a truck driver, a female truck driver, and she travels from North Carolina and all over the country. And so we're just wondering, what is it looking like now that, you know, a lot of states have opened up 100% and the mask mandates have been rescinded. So what is it looking like, Kim? Tell us what it's looking like out there when you are out. Are people wearing masks or are they not? We want to know. And Miss Nina Bradford Hayden, she is an awesome lady. She is right now, she has opened up a new boutique and it's down in oh, Nina, you're going to kill me for not knowing where it is. It Tyler? I'm not sure. Put it in the chat for me, Nina, where your new location is, and so people, and let people know they can come and shop with you. Nina is a fashionista, and she's got great clothes for everybody, all shapes, sizes, and ages, and for men as well. So we're just kind of talking this mental health issue that everybody is kind of under a little bit, you know, with the loss. I think that, Kim says she's driving from North Carolina to Texas, and she mostly stops at truck stops, and she sits 50% of the people are wearing masks there, just 50% of the people. So, because, you know, you don't know who's been vaccinated and who's not been vaccinated. So I just think that we should be careful, and it's okay to ask somebody, are you vaccinated? Well, let me put my mask on. So you don't have to leave it up to them. I mean, you don't really have to leave it up to them. I hear you, Kim. She says, I am vaccinated and I wear my mask. Me too. Now I'm in the studio, so I'm not wearing it right now. But yes, I do wear my mask. And we just, you know, we did a campaign, iMessenger Media did a campaign this last year on promoting mask promo. And so everybody on our team talked about why they wear their mask. And so we're going to be asking them again. We want to ask them again, how do you feel about, has anything you thought about changed since then? You know, do you feel like it's still necessary for you to wear your mask? I still think it protects people. The CDC said that any senior, anybody who has been fully vaccinated when they were outside, you don't have to have a mask on, you know. You know, quite frankly, when you're in some locations, I mean, just depending on what your routine is. Okay, so for instance, I leave home then I come down and to the studio. So if I come down to the studio, when I come down, I didn't have a mask on at home because I'm not wearing one at home, but I got to have one readily. So I will just throw it on my wrist so that if I have to go somewhere else and I get out and I'm going into any public building, any business or store or anything like that, there's still a lot of the places that I have been, they still have their signs up requesting you wear a mask. Well, this one day I stopped to get gas and I wasn't going to have my mask on because I was outside and I was right by my car and I went to swipe for my gas to pay for my gas. Well, God, it said I had to go see the cashier. So I'm like, oh my goodness. So I just lock my car and walk in there and realize I didn't have a mask on. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, I don't have my mask. And she said, oh, honey, don't worry about that. Now, she had one on. I said, I'm fully vaccinated. She said, no problem. So I paid for my gas and went back out there, you know. But I didn't want to offend anybody else, you know. The looks you used to get if you were seen without your mask on, they're kind of going away. You don't get too many people doing that now. They don't give you those crazy looks because everybody's, you know, had enough of it. They really have. But I just think you just have to be especially careful and kind of diligent, which brings me to the next thing we want to talk about, and that is our newspaper, Texas Metro News. There's some great things that have been happening this past week, and we are reporting them. Texas rules in the Hall of Famers. We had three Texans be inducted into the Hall of Fame, Chris Bosh and Tamika Catchings and Coach Kim Mulkey. They are all inducted into the Sports Hall of Fame. Tamika Catchings is an NBA basketball star. And, of course, Coach Kim Mulkey is a coach, NCAA coach, champion coach. And so you can read all about it in our paper. Now, let me tell you, the Texas Metro News comes out weekly on Thursday, and Garland Journal comes out bi-weekly, the first and the third Thursday of the month, and you can get them just about anywhere. You can get them at your local restaurants around town on the southern side and even up there on the north end as well. And you can also get them at the library. I'm not sure if we're still back at the library yet because I'm not sure if the library is fully open and operational. But, yes, definitely there. And your local convenience stores as well. I visit South Dallas Cafe, and that's down on 67 and Wheatland, 67 and Wheatland. No, it's not Wheatland. It's 67 in Camp Wisdom. That's where it is. And so, and the food is delicious. And you can also pick up a Texas Metro News. Now, Michelle Smith, our publisher, her article this week in her My Truth column is called Mask Up People. And just what we've been talking about. And she says here, just the beginning, I'll tell you, she says, I too have issues with wearing masks. Masks are sometimes uncomfortable. Masks make you sweat, mess up your hair, fog up your glasses, and they look yucky when you're wearing makeup, other than Mocha Cosmetics, and she says, or the like. And you take off your mask and you see your makeup on the inside of your mask. You just grossed out. Anyway, read all about it in Texas Metro News. And you can also go to our website. That's www.texasmetronews.com. www.texasmetronews.com. You can check it out there. And Garland Journal is www.garlandjournal.com. www.garlandjournal.com. Check them out. And we would love to have you receive our daily e-blast. We do a newsletter daily with the latest that's going on in the city and around the state and even in the world. And all you have to do is email me at editor@texasmetronews.com. That's editor@texasmetronews.com. All right. It is now 36 minutes after the hour. And 24 minutes before the top of the hour. So what I'm going to do is we're going to just take a quick break. I'm going to play a song. Let's see. My favorite, something that makes you feel good. So play a little, let me see here. Here's my fave, one of my faves. We're going to, because it's Mental Health Month and because we need to reach deep down back and find some happiness, let's play a little Bobby McFerrin. Be happy.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy. Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
That's right, y'all. Don't worry, be happy. Listen, if you can't change it, then why are you worried about it? Because it is what it is. And I just wanted to take a quick break and play something like that, just so that we are reminded that we are in charge of our own fate. And so if we are in charge of it, then it can be whatever it is that we want it to be. And so let's choose to be happy. Let's choose to not stress over the things that we have absolutely no control over. Now, I want to tell you about an event that's coming up, and it is today, and it's from, well, it was a drive-through event, so we've kind of missed that. But it was for Older American Month celebration, and it was being hosted by the Dallas Area Transit DART and Dallas Parks and Recreation. But I take care of the community calendar, and so I would love to tell you a little bit about that and what's going on with the community calendar this year, this month. And we just got to find it here. It's right there. All right. So today is the 21st. And so if you are interested in a daiquiri and some jazz, all DAQ Jazz, which is a perfect place to take for date night, is Dax Luxury Daiquiri Lounge at 8700 Preston Road, Plano, Texas, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. And it should be fun. Go check that out. Now, Black Top Healing Circle, and as we've been talking about mental health, Black Top Healing Circle event is by the Texas Organized Project, and they're going to be talking about healing, justice, and just, you know, because there's so much going on and we just need to be healed from it. Anyway, you can, it is, info is Terrence T.K. Koontz texasorganized.org. All right. And then tomorrow on Saturday, we have Cheryl's World presents Deborah Brown Stearns. Guest is Bree AJ MA and Dewan Bennett MS. And she will be talking about mental health counseling. And, you know, that's going to be such a great show. So I want y'all to tune in. It's tomorrow from 12 to 2. And it's right here on Texas Metro News Facebook Live and on Blog Talk Radio. And that number is 646-200-0459. Now, are you in Fort Worth? Are you in Dallas? Even if you're in Dallas, Fort Worth is having Taste of Fort Worth. and go and check that out. That is going to be here's the ticket information. Go to bit.ly/3HISCPK. All right. Delta Authors on Tour. That event is by, this is an online event, is by the Detroit Deltas. Register at Midwest DAOTREG. And it is from 12 to 2, and that's tomorrow, Central Standard Time. And you can get information at artsandletters@detroitdelta.org. All right. The CAP event 3, which is a writing and exemplary college admission essay. This event is being hosted by Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, the Omicron Mu Omega chapter, and that is an online event as well. And you can get that at zoom.us, and that's from 10 to 12 tomorrow. Here's another Fort Worth event, really fun, the Showcase, an all-white affair. And the event is by Real Wear Poetry, and it's going to be at 1125 East Berry Street, Fort Worth, from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m., and you can get your tickets at www.ticketstorm.com. And we want to wish some happy birthdays for some of our team members. May 23rd, Sunday, is wishing Anthony Council a happy birthday. And then on the 26th, Miss Deborah Brown Stern, a happy birthday. And then on the 30th, happy birthday to Dorothy J. Gentry. And those are just some of them. But you can get all of our community calendar just by going online at www.texasmetronews.com. Check it out. And again, if you would like to get our daily e-blast newsletter, send me an email address to editor@texasmetronews.com. That's editor@texasmetronews.com. Okay, so we're just going to move on and keep talking about the latest, you know, because it's a lot. And it is definitely a lot. I was really amazed at the Hall of Fame. I was glad to see that we had some local Texans to make the Hall of Fame, you know. Chris Bosch, he's a great guy. He's a guy, you know, he is from Lincoln. He went to Lincoln High School. And I'm telling you, the guy is, he's a great guy. He's a great guy. And then Tamika Catchings, and then Coach Mulkey. So these are great people from Texas. You know, they say everything is big in Texas, and we do it big, and we did it big in the Hall of Fame, you know, with three inductees. So I'm really glad that, you know, I heard that it was, and I didn't see it, but I heard that it was really an emotional day because Kobe Bryant's wife got up and accepted his inducting into the Sports Hall of Fame as well. And just amazing, just amazing. Now we can talk a little bit about what's going on with the George Floyd. Well, you know, Chauvin and the four police officers are now have now been indicted. Let me see here. Let me get that information for you because it is. Let's see here. Where is it? Yep. I was like, what? Let's see. Here it is. I'm just looking for it. See if I can find it. Let's see here. Well, that's not where it is, but I will find it. But you know, I really want to talk about that, so I gotta find it. I hate it when I get frustrated like that. They need to do, everybody needs to do time. I think this opens up fact that they get to sue them, you know, civilly. That's what I was trying to get to. They get to sue them civilly. Okay, here we go. I put it in here in the newsletter, and so that's the reason why I'm feverishly looking for it. I put it in the newsletter, it should have been. Well, we're gonna move on. We're just gonna move on. We're going to move on to today's newsletter. So today, in today's newsletter, we want to talk about our superb woman of today and what an awesome lady she is. Hold on, and I'm going to get to that so you can see it. Okay, hold on. There you go. Our superb woman for today is Belinda Ramsey. Belinda Ramsey Cavette was crowned Miss Texas United America in 2010 and 11, and Miss Texas Leading Woman of America in 2012 and 13. A world traveler, she's the president and founder of Mothers Opposing Bullying. Belinda is an activist, philanthropist, and supporter of worthy causes. She concentrates her time, resources, and efforts on undeserved and helpless children. She also has a fondness for playing games, good food, and better friends. A wife and mother, Belinda is the sister everyone wants to have because she is supportive, compassionate, smart, sincere, honest, and loving. She loves life and enjoys it to the fullest. You can't bring negativity or bad vibes around her because the good in her will overpower it all. She loves children, thus her affirmation with the Colony Childcare. Belinda is also recognized on Drew Pearson Live as our Hail Mary Hero of the Week. She hosts a 5K, 10K fun run and World Unity Festival and concert in the Colony, Texas to celebrate culture while discussing bullying, education, and awareness to save lives. Whether she is on the beach working, gracing a red carpet, speaking to a standing-only crowd, or entertaining at home, Belinda is exceptional. She is also an excellent bowler, and she has the trophy to prove it, as she walked away with first place honors at the Don't Believe the Hype Celebrity Bowl-a-thon. To know her is to love her. Congratulations, Belinda Ramsey. You are our superb woman of today. I'm Messenger Media. All right. Now, you know, we have been talking about those masks, you know, and I encourage you to do what's right, do what's best for you. You know, if you're going to be outside and you know you have not been vaccinated, put your mask on if you're going around people. You know, it's just courtesy. It's just courtesy. And right now, you can still, you know, what was that? Wait a minute. Oh, I mean, I also say the Center of Disease Control and Prevention Director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, announced that the people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can disregard the mask and also cease to physically distance. All right. That's for inside or outside. So while some businesses and sports teams have celebrated the announcement, many took to social media to say that they would not stop wearing their mask. And so, you know, that's the point. That's the point right there. We're just going to do what's best and what's right for us. Now, all right, moving along. June 2nd, 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre. Okay, that's about, you all know about Black Wall Street that happened in 1921, and it was days of slaughter and execution of Black people in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Well, there's going to be a Friendship West Baptist Church, a Sankofa moment. It's the 100th commemoration of the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre. Join them as they honor our ancestors of Greenwood District in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the legacy of Black Wall Street. Their panelists will be Dr. Robert Turner, Nancy St. Jacobs, and the moderator is Dr. Frederick D. Haynes III, Senior Pastor of Friendship West Baptist Church. It is at 7 p.m., from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. So you want to definitely put that on your calendars, and you will be able to find these things in our community calendar and also on our newsletter. So again, if you would leave me your email address at editor@texasmetronews.com, I will put you on our e-blast list, and you will get it every day. Now, when I was talking about Chauvin, here's the story. Norma Adams Way, she is a senior writer here at iMessenger Media, and she's also a veteran journalist from the Dallas Morning News. She's a founding member of the NABJ, which is the National Association of Black Journalists. She writes a column weekly in our Texas Metro News called I Was Just Thinking. And her article this week is called Awaiting Chauvin Sentence, Pundits Still Analyzing George Floyd's Purpose. And she says, throughout history, unexpected events, objects, and people have left lasting legacies Will George Floyd's impact be permanent? It's a question, and you can read all about it on our website at www.texasmetronews.com. There was a ethics complaint over Dallas Mayor's Eric Johnson's retweet, and it has been dismissed. It is in the paper. The Ethics Advisory Commission members disagreed that a reasonable person could conclude that he used his title to support a council candidate. Well, Mayor Eric Johnson speaks to the press, and he did this at the K. Bailey Hutchison Center in Dallas, and he did this February the 1st. Mayor Eric Johnson, city official, and Dallas area elected leaders discussed the ongoing vaccination response. And so he's saying, you know, whatever it was that he tweeted, you know, people came down hard on him because they thought he was trying to endorse a candidate, which that's not really what he was saying. Anyway, they have dismissed that. So he's good to go. But you can read all about that. That's actually a story that was written in the Dallas Morning News, and we are in collaboration, Texas Metro News and Dallas Morning News. So we are partnership and in collaboration where we share information, and we are sharing this article from them in our newsletter. Now, we want to say congratulations to Dr. Casey M. Black. She is a class of 2021. She's a doctor of pharmacy, so congratulations, Dr. Casey M. Black. And then I was telling you about the Blacktop Healing. Definitely check that out. We have a election coming up on June the 5th in Fort Worth. We have Deborah Peoples is running in runoff. She could do this, and she could become the first Black female mayor in Fort Worth. And so if you want to be a part of that, just go to DeborahPeoplesForMayor.org. Juneteenth, there's a Juneteenth celebration coming up. The Elite News and the Blair Foundation invites the public to participate and attend the Dallas, Texas inaugural Juneteenth celebration march and festival. This event includes a 3.5-mile parade, march and festival. The parade march starts at the William Blair Jr. Park and ends inside of Fair Park. The festival takes place inside the Fair Park, celebrating the emancipation anniversary of enslaved Black people in Texas. It is at this period in American history that we seek unification and inclusiveness of all mankind. And that's going to be Juneteenth, y'all. So you want to be a part of that. Definitely check that out. And we want to say happy birthday to some really special people. Happy birthday, Ronald Isley. Happy birthday to Notorious B.I.G., Brandy Maxill, Cano Max B, Mr. T, Rachel Farrell, Loretta Elizabeth Link, Diane G. Stansberry, Reg Kemp, Julie, Eula, Michael Crozier, Sylvester Jones, Lisa Sanders, Norley Dickey Jr., Harold Donahue Charles, West Charles Gilbert, Malia Ty Mall, Percy Bryant III, Andrew Nathaniel Lewis. And we want to wish all of those people a very, very happy birthday. Now, for a Black History Moment, May the 21st in 1881, Blanche Kelso Bruce was a U.S. Senator from Mississippi, the first Black man to serve a full term in the Senate, and the first person born into slavery to preside over the Senate. And we're going to go take a little break, and we will be right back. I'm just going to play a little bit of Chaka Khan, I Am Every Woman. We'll be right back. I just absolutely love Chaka Khan. And I love that I'm every woman, because women, I mean, we are out there. We are making things happen for our families, for our friends, for our jobs, for ourselves. You know, we are entrepreneurs. We are mothers. We're doctors. We're lawyers. We're vice presidents. You know, we are doing it. And I just want us to continue and to encourage each other. Every time we get the opportunity to encourage one another, do so. You know, I just try to make it a habit to encourage women, our girls especially, you know, encourage them to go for it, to do what they want to do. Prepare, start preparing now for your future, because if you don't, I mean, you know, it's just, you got to do that. You got to do that. And so now we talked about the elections that's coming up. And here, as you can see in our paper, there is a runoff coming. And I'll just talk about that quickly. June the 5th is the runoff election. And it is Dallas City Council candidates, council districts, ballot order. We've got a runoff in District 2 between Jesse Moreno and Sana Syed. We have Carolyn King and Maxie Johnson. We have Adam Balduza Dua and Kevin Felder. We have Barry Wernick against Janie Schultz, Leland R. Burke against Gay Donnell Willis, Paul E. Redley against David Blewett. Okay, so, and here are the dates for early voting, May 24th. Through the 27th, which is Monday through Thursday, it's from 8 to 5. May the 28th, which is Friday, is from 7 to 7. May the 29th, which is Saturday, it's 8 to 5. And then May 30th, which is Sunday, is from 1 to 6 p.m. May 31st, Memorial Day, the polls will be closed. And then June 1st, Tuesday, is from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And those are your dates for the Dallas City Council runoff. If you want to know or any more information on it, go to www.dallascountyvotes.org. /upcoming election information. That's www.dallascountyvotes.org /upcoming election information. All right, so that is what is going on. Also in the paper, there are polling locations listed as well. So you can definitely catch that. Did you know that the WNBA team hired an all-black, all-female broadcast team? See what I'm saying about I'm Every Woman? Check us out. Man, how awesome is that? Angel Gray, Autumn Johnson, LaChyna Robinson, Tabitha Turner. Oh, and let me see if I can, hope y'all can see that. All are, the WNBA hires an all-black, all-female broadcast team. And this article is written by our sports editor, Dorothy J. Gentry. And you need to read it. And it's also a listing of the Dallas Wings, the girls' team. Their schedule is in here as well. So you definitely want to definitely check that out. I mean, you know, we do it. And then another one of our columnists, Terry Allen, he is the author of Big Mama Said. And this week he says, be nice to people on the way up as you will meet them on the way down. And that's Big Mama by Terry Allen. We also have Valder Beebe, and she is a syndicated host of the Valder Beebe Show, and she does the celebrity interview, that celebrity interview with Valder Beebe, and she interviewed Tommy Miles, and you can read all about that. You know who Tommy is? That's nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And then we also have our movie reviewer, entertainment reporter, is Hollywood Hernandez, and he interviewed Those Who Wish Me Dead, a movie, and so you just have to read it. He rates it on a popcorn scale, so you got to check that out. Those Who Wish Me Dead, and that is actually starring Angelina Jolie, and so you have to check it out. I don't know. I hadn't seen it yet, so I had to check it out. So you'll know whether it's worth the get. This past weekend on Sunday, we want to congratulate Dorian Mallory and Linda Henderson of Henderson's Chicken, Honey Fried Chicken. We want to congratulate them on their nuptials. It was held this Sunday at the African American Museum, and it was very beautiful, very lovely. You can see some pictures there. She was a beautiful bride. And I'm so glad they finally got the guy that attacked the Uber driver. They got the guy. Grapevine police released a photo of the suspect in attack of the carjacking. The Uber driver, his name is Carlton. His name is Carlton Bryant, and he was in his hospital bed yesterday looking at all of the stab wounds to his arms, head, face, and hands after being attacked by his passenger. Grapevine police have released the photo of 33-year-old Cesar Soto. Wow. Who they say is a suspect who attacked the carjacked Bryant. In a phone conversation on Monday, Bryant told Texas Metro News that he picked up the suspect in Louisville early Thursday morning during the car ride to Grapevine. Bryant said the passenger was very talkative. He seemed a little weird, and I felt like he was telling me too much personal information. Once they got to the 400 block of Dallas Road in Grapevine, Bryant got a strange feeling he was in danger. He didn't say anything. He just suddenly lunged at me. Bryant said he grabbed the blade of the sharp knife, trying to get it out of the suspect's tight grip. He then stumbled out of the car. Police say that when Soto jumped into the front seat and took off in Bryant's car, residents in the area went to help Bryant and called 911. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That makes me a little nervous because my granddaughter is 16 and she's got a job. And so sometimes I will send an Uber, you know, for her to pick her up, to take her to work. And then, of course, her mom will pick her up afterwards, you know, but that kind of makes me nervous, you know. But it's not the Uber driver that did it. It's a passenger. So we just are going to pray for Bryant that he has a quick recovery and he heals from this. And we're going to pray that the suspect, Cesar Soto, gets his just due because, I mean, you know, you can't break the law and expect not to be, you know, held accountable for it. Definitely be held accountable for it. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. The Dallas Black Dance Theater has a fundraising, a benefit coming up, and it's June the 5th. It's going to be held in person, and it also will be a virtual event, and it's going to be at the Morton H. Morrison Symphony Center, and that's at 2301 Flores Street in Dallas. It's just to raise money for the Dallas Black Dance Theater Academy in Education and Outreach Programs. So please be a part of that. It's June 5th at the Morrison Symphony Center at 2301 Flores Street in Dallas, Texas. You can go to DallasBigDance.com for more information. That's DallasBig.com for more information. And then on this past Saturday, you know, there was Pizza Fest. We had Pizza Fest. Last year we missed it, and this was the third annual Pizza Fest, and it was a lot. It was a lot. It was really, really nice. As you can see right where my finger is there, that is the Michael Jackson lookalike and performer, and he did a really, really good job. He did. He did a really good job. He performed all of the, you know, the greatest Michael hits and dancing, and he jumped on and off the stage, ripped his shirt open, you know. He was pretty good. I took a picture with him, too. I did. I took a picture with him. I don't know if I have it in my phone. I think I do, but he was pretty good. He was really pretty good. I enjoyed that. And the pizza was good. I watched the pizza contest. Let's see here. There we go. Can you see me and Michael? You know, and I was telling somebody the other day that it's been some years now, and I have to find the picture, but there was another Michael Jackson lookalike in Florida at a Christmas party that I think we went to. And I took a picture with him. And so I'm going to find that, and I'm going to post both of those pictures on our page. You know, the Michael just keeps on giving. But it was fun. It was fun. The pizza was good. Our team was out there passing out papers and iMessenger and selling iMessenger t-shirts. And so, you know what? You guys can get your own iMessenger t-shirt. So all you have to do is email me at editor@texasmetronews.com. That's editor@texasmetronews.com. You know, and there was like, I think there were like three different pizza contests. I mean, they were done three different times. And there was this little young guy. He was young. He wasn't a very big guy, but he ate that whole pizza in less than 3 minutes. I was like, oh my God, Oh, my God. And they were giving first place $250, a $250 prize for first place, $150 for second place, and $50 for third place. And, oh, my God, I just sat there and I watched them eat, and I'm like, how could they do that? You know, and so I guess they had a particular way they wanted it done. So they did a pretty good job. So anyway, we are about 26 minutes after the hour and 34 minutes before the top of the hour. So we are, you know, winding down, but I still want to talk about what you want to talk about today. So if you have anything you want to talk about, you know, Kim, I want you to be careful out there on that road. And Miss Nina's Fines, Miss Nina Bradford, and congratulations on your new store down in East Texas. She is a great fashion designer, stylist. She can dress you for any occasion, for anything. You know, so now we are going to go on to some other things that are in the news. There's congratulations to Officer Roan. He achieves sergeant rank in the Mesquite Police Department. Since 1953, the Mesquite Police Department has never had an African American to attain the rank of sergeant or hold a management position since its inception. Police Chief David Fogbord said, "I am proud of everything Tory has achieved. He has been a leader in our department, spearheading many public outreach efforts to improve our community. Tory has performed his duties in an exemplary manner. He is highly respected by his supervisors and peers. Sergeant Roan is a model officer who exhibits excellent character and unselfish service." That is awesome. Congratulations. Congratulations to Sergeant Roan for being the first and not the last, as somebody else said, our vice president, Kamala Harris. She said, "I may be the first vice president, but I'm surely not going to be the last." That's awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right. So now we are moving along, and let's get back to some calendar items and talk about some things that are that's in the calendar. On Sunday, May the 23rd, Andrew Wiggum, he hosts The World According to Drew on Blog Talk Radio at 646-200-0459. He hosts that show from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. He and his friend Harold, and they talk about everything that's going on in the community throughout this city in the country. So you guys want to tune in to him at 8 a.m. from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio, and that number is 646-200-0459. And then on Tuesdays we have the Doc Shep Show with Dr. Felicia with Dr. Felicia Shepherd. So her show is on Facebook Live and Texas Metro News and FN Consulting, and YouTube, Doc Shep Speaks. And it's 11 a.m. on Tuesdays. The Jaira Nicole Show is on from 11:30 to 1:30 on Tuesdays on Facebook Live and Blog Talk Radio as well. So, and then Wednesdays we have, I was just thinking with Ms. Norma Adams-Wade. She's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio and our Texas Metro News Facebook Live page. And you can join in the conversation. She gave a wonderful lesson, history lesson on Malcolm X. And if you've never heard his story, it is a wonderful story. And with such elegance, Norma Adams-Wade articulated the history, and it was wonderful to listen to. So definitely check in if you want a history lesson, you want to know anything about Black Dallas, about what's going on in our community, you've got to tune in to Miss Norma Adams-Wade on Tuesday, on Wednesdays from 11 to 1 p.m. Dr. Linda Emerson, ask Dr. Linda. She is a trichologist doctor, and she has a show as well from 12 at 12 p.m. and it's live on Facebook. And then on Fridays, you have me from Marvel with Love from 11 to 1, and I have guests, and we just kind of talk about what's happening and what it is you need and how can we help? How can we spread the love? How can I spread love? How can I share some things? And before we go today, I'm going to finish talking about the victory and finish talking about this fight that we're all in and of one kind or another, and how we have to stick to. We have to know when to be defensive and when to be on the offense. So join me every Friday from 11 to 1. And then on Sunday the 23rd, have you ever been by the Pan-African Connection and Bookstore? It is an incredible little spot. It's right here in Dallas, in Oak Cliff, right off of Marcellus and Ann Arbor. And on Sunday, they have what they call the Sunday Drum Circle, and it's hosted by them. The address is 4466 Marcellus, and that's from 2:30 to 4:30 in the afternoon, and it's wonderful. And then twice a month, they also on Sunday have the Ubuntu small business market. So you can shop small businesses all around there. And it's really cool. They all kind of set up out there in the parking lot. And I mean, you can get anything from healthy stuff to sweets, you know, just all kinds of cool things. And that's on the first and the third Sunday of every month out there. And now there's an event called What Do Publishers Look For in a Family History Book? And this event is being hosted by Genealogy Adventures and Danya Papoose and Will Williams. And the guest this Sunday was going to be Karen F. Nance and Laquita Parks. And it's at 3 p.m. And it's an online event. And all you have to do is go to https://bit.ly/3frcxt9. And just to see the calendar and all these events that I'm talking about, just so that you don't miss anything, all you have to do is go to www.texasmetronews.com. Okay. TexasMetroNews.com, and check it out and check out our community calendar. Wow. So this has been a wonderful day. This has been a wonderful time talking and, you know, just kind of sharing what's going on. And but I want to take a break. We're going to take another little quick break. And so we are going to play, let's see here, you know, with everything that's happening and everything that's passed, it's time for a family reunion. So let's just play a little bit of that. And I don't own the rights to this song, so, but I think it's very poignant.
get all the fathers of the world to stand up and be fathers, that would be great. But then we have mothers who are the right arm of the father. They're supposed to do the cooking, raise the children, do the sewing, and help the father to guide and direct. Then there's the son. The son, most sons are like imitators of their father. So we're back again to the father. He is guiding in the right way. The son is definitely going to be all right. Then we have the daughter watching her mother. Later, she's gonna be a mother, and she'll have her own son and daughter. It don't just stop there with the family of yours or mine. It's a universal family under one divine purpose and one divine heart. That is, no matter what color, race, creed, because that's all in the head, whether you want to believe it or not, because you'll bleed.
Right. You know what? It is a family reunion. You know, what we do every day, you know, when we get to be with our family, it is a family reunion. You know, I want to talk about, you know, what can we do to survive? You know, how do we survive? How do we help our mental health? Well, here's some, I was just thinking and I just jotted some things down. So let's, you know, do we make permanent decisions in temporary places? I mean, that's really says a lot right there. So often we get comfortable in places that were not meant for us. And isn't it like that though? And when you're gone, you realize I should have never been there. Look beyond your present circumstances. Yeah, you just have to look beyond it. Because it's not, it's temporary. God has made more in that he has in store for us. And a big mistake is to retreat, I'm sorry, is to react to a very bad situation that happens in your life. We need to start seeing how God is orchestrating our mess for a higher purpose. All we need to do is to have faith and begin working toward our goals. It might be difficult along the way, but we will discover that the journey is well worth it. And here on From Marvel with Love, that's my love encouragement for you. I want to encourage you to know that God has a greater purpose for your life and that you don't have to worry about how it's going to turn out, because the victory is already won. It is. It's already won, you know, and I have, this is a part of my show. This is what I like to share with you. And you know, the victory, it's already won, honey. It's already won. You already have it. It's already inside of you. God has left it there for you. He left it there for you, and all you have to do is just go get it. That's all you have to do is go get it. You know, just go get it and just say, here I am, God. You know, here I am. So every battle requires a different strategy. There's a famous book entitled The Art of War, because there are times when you have to play defense, and then there are times when you have to play offense. So where are you right now? Where are you in your life right now? Are you playing offense or are you playing defense? You know, offense is when everything seems to be going pretty good. You're hitting the mark. Your health is good. You're making good decisions and following through the goals that you set for yourself. You know, that's your offense. That's your offense is working. You know, everything is clicking. Everything is measuring up together. And then there's defense. When you're being challenged by health issues, when you're being challenged by financial issues, when you're being challenged in your relationship. So these things, you know, you got to go to court. You don't know what's going to happen. This is when you're on the defense. Then this is when you're trying to hold on to every little bit that you have, emotionally, physically, spiritually, you know. So sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you just have to stand still. Sometimes you just have to do that. Stop reacting to everything that is happening to you and get strategic. It's like the road less traveled. So to get strategic, sometimes you might have to take a detour from where you were headed. Just detour, go to the left a little bit. You gotta know, recognize that when you see that coming, you know, just duck. So get strategic. The reason it feels like you are not overcoming is because you're not fighting your battles. Your battles strategically. So then so you just have to do that. Now, all throughout the Bible, people of God were told to declare victory over the battle before the fighting stopped. You know, they would celebrate a win before they even fought. And celebrate. Oh, we won. We're winning. So you have to do that in your own life. You have to shout victory. You do. You just have to shout victory. You have to give it to victory. Because the victory is yours. This battle that you are in the midst of right now, you know that stuff that you're going through right now? Those issues with your health, the issues with your financial hardships. Some people have court cases that are coming up. Some people have wayward children that they're dealing with. Some people, you know, lost their jobs. Well, let me just tell you about that. It does not matter what the enemy stands in your way. It don't even matter. Begin to declare victory. Begin to shout victory. Begin to walk in victory. And you don't have to wait till the battle is over. Declare your victory right now, today. Today, declare victory together. I just say thank you, Jesus, that whatever it is that you're going through right now, that you're coming out of it. You are on your way out of it. You can look in the mirror and you can smile. And you can see the glory and the goodness of God in your life. I'm praying that for you right now. I'm claiming that for you right now. I'm not only claiming it for you, I'm claiming it for me. I'm claiming it for everybody. That's just how good God is. That's what he left for you and for me. So claim your victory today. Claim your victory today. Claim it for tomorrow and the next day. And every day when you wake up, count it all joy, because it's all God. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I thank you guys for tuning in today. I thank you for listening, for sharing with me, for sharing on the phone, for putting in the chat box. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for everything. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful to share every Friday with you, to pour out into you, and let's hope something good comes. It's coming. It's coming. You just got to be ready for it. You got to stand up and be prepared and be ready for it. So I talked about our shows, and don't miss coming up Tuesday, actually coming up Sunday. Don't miss The World According to Drew with Andrew Wiggum on Blog Talk Radio. You can call in and join the conversation at 646-200-0459. And then on Tuesday, join in Dr. Shep Speaks, Dr. Felicia Shepherd, on her YouTube channel and on Texas Metro News. Also, you want to join in on Tuesdays to the Jara Nicole Michael Show. It's from 11:30 to 1:30, right here on Blog Talk Radio and on Texas Metro News. And then on Wednesdays, I was just thinking with Norma Adams Wade, veteran journalist and founding member of NABJ. You'll get the best history lesson that you've ever had. Join the conversation at 646-200-0459 from 11 to 1 on Wednesdays And then on Thursdays, we have Cheryl Surprise. And then on Fridays, we have me, Marva, from Marva with Love. And then from 11 to 1. And I want to talk about what you want to talk about. So thank you for tuning in today, and we do appreciate you. If you want to know about anything we talked about or anything that's in our news, go to www.texasmetronews.com. All right, and so we're going to leave you with some Mary J. Blige, because that's my girl. And, you know, it's an encourage you. I just want to encourage you, continue to encourage you and, you know, and love what you see. Love what you see, because you're doing just fine. All right. So for now, enjoy Mary J. Blige. I don't own the rights to this song, but I am saying good afternoon. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And here's I'm Just Fine, and I'll see you next time.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here. It makes me wanna let it go. Can't let this thing called love get away from you. Feel free right now, go do what you wanna do. Can't let nobody take it away from you, from me, from we. No time for moping around, are you kidding? And no time for negative vibes, cause I'm winning. It's been a long week, I put in my heart. When I'm walking past the mirror, don't stress through the night at a time in my life. Ain't worried about if you feel it. Got my head on straight, I got my vibe right. I ain't gonna let you kill it.
I'm a lady, so I must stay classy. Gotta keep it hot, keep it together.